When you are.
Yeah, James not gonna be here today?
No, there's a, she sent, of course, she let us know a couple of meetings ago that there was, this here was something that was scheduled. Last month was not scheduled. That was a court issue that she was taking care of.
Okay.
Now the COVID's over, they dumped all the courts, just everything, just.
Oh, I know. I've got, now I'm having trouble getting mediations down again because there's so much court. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and call it to order. So, what do you have first? How many do we have?
Well, public comments, but nobody had signed up to speak. It's your discretion as to what you choose to do or not do.
Public comment section.
Yeah. And if not, the next order is, is the approval of previous minutes. I've reviewed the, or forwarded those for your review. The originals are inside the binders there and they're flagged. And if there's no corrections, no edits that you saw in what I had forwarded you in PDF form last week, then we'll just approve what's in the binders.
I reviewed mine inside of my meeting.
Has everyone had an opportunity to review those minutes now?
Can you hear for the air that's on? It's a little distracting, but I can try to do something about it.
I can hear. Is that the air conditioner?
Yeah, that's just the air return for the HVAC system.
I think I'd much rather have it on than off.
Yeah, okay.
So, I've reviewed them also. Do we have a motion that we approve for the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion about any of the minutes or anything? All those in favor, please raise your hand. All right, so we need to sign those before everybody leaves here.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so next.
The next item is a request that was forwarded to you in person by Mr. Miller. You've received, copied on the emails, the response from the state board. You've reviewed those in real time as they were happening. The only determination to be made is whether or not it's been satisfied up to this point.
Well, on April 13th, I believe, Mr. Miller made a request, and I actually have it here. He handed me his packet, and his request, I'm just going to go ahead and read his request here. He said, have Jeremy Fish provide the tutorial on the voting process in Haywood County as originally requested, i.e. following my vote and how it was processed until it finally reached the State Board of Elections, or my continuing to request public information until I feel that I have all the information I need to complete a flow diagram. I believe the former will probably be more efficient and result in taking less of your time. So, I don't consider the second one a request. Anybody can request public records, as we discussed in the last meeting. I've reread the public records law, had some opportunity this week to read some case law, and all people are entitled to are documents, public information. In whatever form we have it in. That's it. You're not required to give them anything else. Y'all have read the emails, I've read them. And I think the board, my inclination when he first made the request was that I didn't want to do a tutorial for one person. And I think he wanted a voting machine brought out too. But he said that early on in his, let's see, I requested a live demonstration with actual voting machines is what he said he came to your office and asked. So my response, I think it's been sort of convoluted since then. My response, and I think our board's response, and I'll let you all correct me if I'm wrong, was that I said, I didn't, my inclination was not to do anything for one person, that if we could do anything, we would do a demonstration for everyone. We have a public demonstration at some point in time, like we did before, when we invited the public to come and see the voting machine. But I wanted Robbie to check the state board and see if we could even do that, because the laws are funny about getting those voting machines out. You're not supposed to get them out. We now know you're not supposed to get them out except on election day. And if you do get them out and open them up, you've destroyed about a $30,000 machine. Is that right, Robbie?
Yeah.
It can't be recertified.
No, it cannot be reused.
So I don't believe the commissioners or the taxpayers of Haywood County, and based on what I've read at the state board, would like for us to pull out a voting machine, do one demonstration, and then have to go buy a new voting machine. And then the next person that comes along wants to do a private tutorial, and we have to bring out another voting machine. So my inclination then was we're not going to do that, I don't think. But if we could do something for everyone, then we could do that. As it turns out, Robbie, and you tell me if I'm wrong, the state board, according to their rules and guidelines and the statutes, not even inclined for us to do that with the voting machine. Because again, if you pull one out, the integrity of that machine may be compromised, except on election day under certain guidelines.
Unless the county commissioners want to pay the extra money to buy new machines, I think you're exactly right. And it's not up for us to make that decision. I think it's a decision of the board of commissioners. They want to spend that additional money.
Well, I don't even think the board of commissioners can make that decision. I think the security of the machines are up to us. I do agree with you about one thing. If at some point in time, you know, you're going to do that machine, somebody would have to pay for it. So maybe the people that are asking that they be inspected put $35,000, $40,000 down in the bank account for the county. So there you go. I'm not even sure they could do that, but I'm not about to cost the taxpayers of this county $30,000 or $40,000. What are the machines? $30,000?
It's not that much, but it is a very considerable amount.
$20,000?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not about to cost them $20,000 to open up the machine and do one demonstration. And now it appears that we can't do even what we did before. At some point in time, my inclination would still be that if the state board, in conjunction with all 100 counties, comes up with a way that we can do that, I'm all in favor of it. Okay. Just doing one session, because whatever we do for one, in my opinion, we got to do for all. So if anybody walks through that door next week and wants a demonstration, you got to get it. That's my thoughts. I'll let open the floor for y'all to talk about that. So.
I'm still Scottish. I don't believe in spending money. And I've read the law, and I agree with you on what the law says. I just don't see that we can afford to do such a thing. And then I just don't. I mean, it's just, we can have 15 or 20 people, and then look how much that's going to cost us. I just don't see it.
Anyone else have any thoughts on it? Listen to your grin.
I agree.
Okay, Howard?
You correct me if I'm wrong. Does the state board of election or the legislature that makes the laws?
The legislature makes the laws, but there's also administrative rules that a state board or body can make that is actually law too, because the legislature gives them authority to make administrative rules. And as I understand it, Robbie, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the legislature has allowed the state board to make these administrative rules, and they made it about the voting machine.
Provided that they would give them public input at a public hearing,
right,
before they can change the rule or create a rule. That's what the administrative code requires.
So, and the security of those machines is not something to just kind of take lightly. Those machines have to be secured after every election, and they're not to be tampered with until the next election. And that's why we don't discuss the security, because I don't want to discuss the security. They're secure, they're where they need to be, and they're not going to be opened up except by law when they're supposed to be. And that's the next election. So, believe the chairperson actually is in charge of the security machines. And so I'm not in favor of doing it. So I guess we need a motion on his request.
I move to deny the private tutorial of any individual in Haywood County.
I'll say.
Any discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand. All right. So, Mr. Miller, your request is denied. All right, now, next.
Next item is the statewide uniform guidance and memo.